Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Zayin Omer Aleph, and we're in the middle of the second volume of Mishnah Berurah Simin Kuf Samach Ches, and we began yesterday a very interesting introduction into the halacha, very complex halacha, very much machlokis in amongst the poskim as to how we make brachos on Pas Habor B'Kissin, which we didn't really fully define yesterday, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem and Siv Zayin today. Pas Habor B'Kissin is basically a dough of some sort that either has pie in it or it has various spices and sweet things in it that makes it not what we would call bread, but it still is bread because it's made from a dough that's baked. So we began this discussion yesterday in Siv Vav, and we left off in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, actually, in Siv Katan Chav Dalet. And on the very last line of the Mishnah Berurah on the page where he says on Samach Vav Omud Beis, the very last line, V'neil Inyan Erev Techumim, in regards to the din of Erev Techumim, if a person wants to extend how far he can walk on Shabbos and make an Erev Techumim, which is not important for us to know those dinim right now, and that's in Simen Shin Samaches, so it says there, Isa Deshir Su'ud Hushalosh Arba Beitzim. It's important to understand how much is considered a meal. And in order to know how much is a meal, it's brought down in the shear of Erev Techumim that a suda, a significant meal, is considered either 3 or 4 beitzim. This is a big machlokes. We seem to follow the halacha of 4 beitzim. How much is 4 beitzim? So this is somewhere between roughly a fifth and a fourth of a kilo, somewhere in something like that, which is in the area approximately of about a half a pound. The kasu kamachron, we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, many of the achronim hold, Duhadin kan choshe b'zeh shir kviyasuda. This makes a kviyasuda in regards to our din of pasa bo b'kissin. If you have a significant amount of the pasa bo b'kissin, not just as a light dessert or as a snack, but you really koveya yasuda, as defined as having 4 beitzim's worth of the dough over here, then you have to make a hamotzi up front, and you have to bench, a full benching, at the conclusion of eating such a large meal. And we had a whole discussion about this yesterday. Does this just mean the dough itself, or does this include the food that accompanies the dough? It's a very complex area in halacha, as I pointed out. Lots of machlokas about this. Mishnah Berurah then says, Avo kama achronim. Many others disagree with this. V'hagro miklolim, including the great Vilna Gaon. Cholkim, they disagree. Usfilhu de'ein levara chamotzi ubir chasamozun elu kishir suda kavua. That this is not enough to make chamotzi on. You have to have enough that is a full suda kavua, which is based upon shushel erev avoker, which is based upon what most people eat for breakfast or for the evening meal. They only had 2 meals in those days. They didn't really have a lunch meal. They had a brunch type of a meal and a dinner type of a meal. So whatever is considered a normal amount for those meals, which is more than the 4 beitzim, so then that's considered something that you have to wash and bench on, that you have to make hamotzi on, and that you have to go and say a birchas hamazon on. Otherwise, you make a mezonos and you say an alamichya. And he brings this down. Moshe Kosev Beis Yosef B'Shem Shiboli Leket. Beis Yosef brings this opinion down in the name of the Shiboli Leket. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, says, V'chein motzasi b'eshkol, d'muchach shu soverken. The eshkol also holds like this. V'chein no to yosel l'shon ha-shulchan aruch. And he says this is the proper way to interpret the shulchan aruch as well. However, but even though they have these great, great, great opinions, and even that might be the opinion of the shulchan aruch, that you only have to make hamotzi and bench if you've had a kviya suda, but one should be choshesh for these other opinions to say, no, if you even had just 4 beitzim's worth, a half a pound's worth, so then that would be enough to go and require hamotzi and benching. And therefore, one should be careful about this. The kol shekin, and certainly, imu dover sheish l'stapik bo midina, imu pasa bo b'kissin, and if it's something that we're even in doubt, is this called pasa bo b'kissin, as we'll limit Hashem learn in Siv Vav. After the Bubba Sivav, the Hokum is El Hokka, we may be lenient on it to call it Pas above a kisser, but there are opinions that say that that's real Pas. Certainly, I'll call upon him Bavad, the Eshlocha, Shlodasa Machrima. Now, then you certainly should be concerned if you have just 4 Beitzim of this. And the best way around these situations is to make sure that you're washing and eating something that is Vadai bread, and this way, once you just have a little bit of that, you have to make hamotzi, and then once you have a kizai of that, you're mechuyev in benching, and this way you can get around a lot of problems with this Pas above a kisser. So with this understanding of the Mishnah Berurah, let's now go back and read from the beginning of Siv Vav. So he says, Pasa Bobi Kistin. If you have this bread that's Pasa Bobi Kistin, you make a mezonos, and afterwards you make a alamichya. And we said, V'im ocha mimenu shir sha'cherim regil and likbo alav, if you're eating the amount that other people make into a full meal, afa pishu lo sava mimenu, even though he himself is not satisfied with such an amount. If you're eating what other people would say is a full meal, even though for you that's really a 4 spice, that's not really a full meal, so the Mechaber passes, you should make hamotzi and you should make a birchas hamazon. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Chafei, adds, V'gam Nekilas Yadayim. You should also wash, of course, Ukemo B'Paz Gomer, as if this was regular bread, even though it's possible of a Kistin, Ukemavur Leb, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, Sivalov, Ayin Shom, as we've already explained previously when we did the halachos of Nekilas Yadayim. The issue foot number 15 brings down from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe that when we talked before, we just mentioned that it's the shear that a normal person has for this morning meal and for the evening meal, the two main meals that they had during the day. That's dependent on each place. Every country, every place, every time period is different. So what may be true today in New York City may not be true today in Australia, and it may not be true yesterday in Krakow or in Pumpadisa during the times of the Gemara. Issue foot number 17 brings again a further discussion in detail, which we won't go into, as to whether you include the things that accompany this Pasa Boba Kisten in the shear of the four Beitzim or the shear of the Kviya Suda. And then he has a very important statement, which is found, he brings down, the famous Kiddush. Everybody goes to a Kiddush, Baruch Hashem, a Simcha on Shabbos or on Yontif, and they have a Kiddush. So most people don't wash. They don't have bread at the Kiddush. Kol HaKavod, if you sit down and you wash and you have a real meal, that's certainly better. But most Kiddushim are somebody's making Kiddush, and then they have Mizonos and Chalent and all sorts of wonderful good things. There is no bread there. So how do we view the Mizonos that you're making in this situation? So he brings them from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Shafu pish ochle mehem shir kviya suda. Even though people eat quite a bit at those kiddushes. Mikol makum kivish ochlem zos rach biderech haroi. He says it's not only the amount that you eat, but the way that you eat it. People are standing over here. People aren't really sitting down at a table. They're standing and talking and eating. So therefore, yesh lodun im nechshav hador ki kviya suda l'chay birchas amazon. He says that itself brings about, do you have to go and bench on something like this? It's not considered a suda, even though you may have eaten enough and eaten more than enough for a suda, but the way you eat it is important. And he brings this down as well. And name Aruch HaShulchan. They would find the justification for what most people do. Most people don't wash at these kiddushes, even though they may have several pieces of cake, and they may have lots of cholent, they may have all sorts of other mizonuses that are a full enough meal in terms of the quantity, yet how come we don't wash and bench, even though we don't have rolls? Shekviya Suda, he says, Eino Tluya Bishir Achil. It's not only dependent upon the amount that you eat, Ela Ba'ofen Achil, the way that you eat it. He says, you take off your jacket, the ocean of a shulchan, you're sitting down at a table and eating like a mensch, like the way a suda is normally eaten. So he says, that's not the way most people eat at a kiddush. And therefore, even if I'm af oklam ma'uma, they're eating standing up. So that's not called kviya suda. And he writes, however, yori shamayim, yirchak mizeh, a person who wants to get around any suffik in brachos over here shouldn't eat in that fashion. And in an ideal world, either don't eat so much at the kiddush, or ideally you should wash. No, you have the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, to rely upon to explain the minhag of the olam. I'm not saying people shouldn't eat at a kiddush, but one should just be aware that it's not such a simple idea. And then he adds, "Afilu imocha pasabah b'kisten b'shachrus im ha'kofi." If you're having a coffee and a cake in the morning, so it looks like that's a set breakfast for the person. Kachilas keva. So we'll learn in Siman Tov Reish Lamites shemikol malkom einu mevarach motzi. You don't have to have washing and benching on this coffee and cake that you're having. Kiman she'ena ochel pas b'shir shederach b'niyod m'kvah ole b'sudasim, because that pastry that you're having still doesn't fulfill the amount that a person normally has at a meal. The person would have five or six pastries, then that would be a big shiloh. And we continue the top line of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph in the Mechaber. V'yemitchi lo haya b'day tolecho mimenu ma'at. A person originally was going to have one piece of cake, one piece of pie. Uberech barimina zonos. And he makes, of course, a barimina zonos. No, he says it's really good. V'acha kachocho shir shachem kovimlo. He has four more pieces. And now this is a shir of a suda. So then the Mechaber says, Yevorech lo b'chas ha-mazon. At the conclusion, don't make an ala milchia, but bench. Afo b'chalo b'erech ha-motzi tequila. Even though you didn't make ha-motzi up front, now you have to bench, because now, in retrospect, you did have a full meal. So even though at the beginning you didn't know you were going to have a full meal, now you did. Now you have to bench. You can't make an ala milchia. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav writes, Kivan shehishlim mashir kviya suda, since you now have completed the full meal, so therefore, you have to go and bench. He says, what about the amotzi? Now that you decided to eat more, you don't have to go and wash amotzi in the middle of the meal, unless you're going to have so much still that you would have to wash amotzi on that amount. That's in the situation where you, let's say, you had half the meal, before you decide you're going to complete the other half. So the other half is not enough to make hamotzi on. And therefore, you don't have to make hamotzi now on the second half of the meal. But when you take the whole meal all together, you can't make an alamilcha. You now have to bench. El biyachad amash ochel kvar. So it's when you combine for the benching, you can combine the first half of the meal and the second half of the meal. But for the bracha, since the first half of the meal was only mazonos, and the second half of the meal only is enough for mazonos also, so you don't have to make hamotzi on the second half of the meal. However, but if you're really going to have three more pieces of cake or three more items over here, and that's enough to have benched on its own, so then you have to wash on that on its own, even though you already made a bari mizonos. So then in this situation, even though you made a mizonos on the first piece of cake, you love it, now you're going to have four more pieces, so then, depending on the type of pasta boba kissin, which we'll still discuss in Siv Zayin, so then in many situations, you'd have to go and stop eating based upon the mizonos, go and wash, make an alatino sedayim, make hamotzi lechem in oritz on this pasta boba kissin, because you're still having a sufficient shear of it that requires that up front to make the hamotzi, and of course, you have to bench on it. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'mochal shir shachem ain kovin alav." If you ate an amount that most people normally would not consider a full meal, you're a smaller person. Afal pishu kaveh alav. You normally do make a kaviyah suda on that small amount. They go by the other people's opinion. Ain ovarach elabari minazonos. You would only make a mazonos in that situation. Ubroch achsmi and sholosh make an alamilchi afterwards. The butla dayto elso kolodom. Here we go by majority. So the majority of people would not consider that, let's say, one pastry to be a consistent meal. Even though you're a smaller person and that one pastry for you fills you up, your das, your personal opinion, is butl, is nullified against the majority opinion that that's not considered a significant meal. So even though you're filled up, you still would only make a mazonos and an alamilchi. Now we go to Siv Zayin. This is a very, very important siman telling us exactly what is Pasa Bor B'Kistin. Pasa Bor B'Kistin, the Mechaber writes, what exactly is this Pasa Bor B'Kistin, the bread that comes in a pocket, literally? So he has many different opinions. Yesh Meforshim, he brings down the first opinion, and this is in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Oruch, and the Tur, and the Rashba. So he says, Yesh Meforshim, Pas Sha'osui Kimin Kisim. It's bread or dough that's made like in the form of a pocket, shemalin osam, that you fill it up with davash, honey, osukar, or sweet sugar, that goes in with walnuts, ushkedim, almonds, vitablin, and other types of spices, v'hem nikram, and these are called, and he gives us the foreign word, rishkalosh, rilachosh. So this is the first opinion of Pasa Bor B'Kistin. We look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Zayin. He explains, "Rotz Lomar, af im nilosha mitchila b'mayim kishar pas." Even though it was originally was baked with water, like all breads are normally baked, the dough is made with water and flour. Kivin shekol isa mamula mimin melu. Even though it was made with water and flour, but now it's filled up with all sorts of these delicious goodies that we just mentioned: the honey, the sugar, the walnuts, the almonds, the other spices. Vafta milu ikar etzlo, and therefore the milu is the main thing over here, mikol makom min dogun choshev ve'eno batel ulekach mvarach b'minim mazonos upot rakol. But you don't make hamotzi on it, but it is enough of the bread being important over here that you make a b'minim mazonos, and the mazonos pot is all the other ingredients that you're putting there that you'd make other brachos on. That's the rule. When you make a b'minim mazonos on something that's there for the b'minim mazonos pot, it is poter, it exempts anything else from being made a bracha on it, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem and Simon Reish Chesiv Beis and Gimel. The issue foot number 22 has a whole discussion, what bracha achrona do you make on it? And if you have enough that you have eating in the kedei achilas pras, which is a period of time of somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, that you ate a kezayis of the wheat grain product by itself, so then you certainly make an alamichya. So machlokis, if you have only a mixture with the wheat and the other items over here, that you had only kezayis when it's a combination of the two, that's a machlokis whether you make an alamichya or not. Many say that you do, even in this situation. I ain't shown for more details. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, however, if you're not intending to eat the dough, you really like the pie filling over here. You're only really eating the pie. So then, then you make the bracha on the peros, on the pie filling, and if you're not eating any of the pie, you don't make a bracha on the pie. Dish of foot number 23 brings down, if you are going to eat both of them, then even though you really like the fruit better, so then the mazonos will pater the fruit. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, because of a taz, the taz writes, dim nilkach haperos v'ochel rak yisa. If you don't like the filling, you just like the dough. Afil hochem yivarach bari minim zonos, you then still make a bari minim zonos and you don't make hamotzi. V'lo hamotzi, the yesh ala din kistin, it's still called pasa bo b'kistin, even though you're only eating the dough and not the filling. Kivin shenefe milo yaperos, since it was made with the peros inside of it, shein derech lipo suda paskezo. A person doesn't normally have a kriya suda on such a type of pie, let's say, and therefore you would make a bari minim zonos, even though you're only eating the pie crust itself and not the actual filling of the pie. Dish food number 24 brings down likewise a cookie that's filled up with all sorts of sweet things inside of it. Elishivik sosel, on the edges of the cookie, it doesn't have all the sweet things. So what bracha do you make if you're only eating the edges over here? So he brings down for the Shari bracha based upon Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says Shekivin should be mitzias ain't kovim alasuda. Nobody really is eating just the edges of the cookie and being kovei asuda on it, and therefore the thing is considered a bar minim zonus. However, he brings down from Rav Nissen Karlis Shlita, Sheim Hachelek Hachotuch Shebekotza Uga, Enunira Kapas Kisnin. If that piece at the end of the cookie, and you're eating enough of that that it's Kovei Asuda, it doesn't look like a cookie, it looks like bread, so then you shouldn't make Hamotzi if that's all that you're eating, that's all that you like. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Ches brings down that when we said you had to have all those fillings, it was Kama. You didn't have to have every single one of the fillings, it's any one of the fillings. And this filling has to be recognizable in the dough when you eat it. It can't be such a small amount. As we'll learn in a moment. Then the Mechaber brings down the second opinion. This is based upon the Rambam. And he writes, what is the definition of pasa bo b'kisnin? It's isa she'era bo dvash. It's a dough that was made with honey. Not that it's a pocket like a pie, but the dough was mixed with honey, or shemen, or oils, or chalav, or milk, or mini tablin vafor, or other spices, and then you baked it all together as a dough. And when you're eating this dough, this bread, it's recognizable that it has all these spices or fruit juices or other delicious things inside of it, and they're recognizable in the dough. That's the opinion of the Mechaber and the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chavtes explains, Ba'es Halisha, that you're putting these things in at the time of kneading it. You're actually kneading these ingredients into the dough. V'hainu afil hoya rov mayim, and therefore, even though much of it is still going to be water, kiven she'era bo gam kein miminim elu, since you're putting in all of these delicious things into the dough itself, the honey, the oil, the milk, etc. V'ayidei zeh nishtana atam, it changes significantly the taste of this dough, therefore, mikre pas kisonin. That's called pas abo b'kisnin. Dish food number 25 implies from this that if you added all of these things after you already baked the dough, so it's the same ingredients, but now it's added on afterwards, so then, ein batomi menatoris pas ubirchoso hamotz, even though it's the same ingredients, it's only when they're kneaded together that it becomes pas hakisnin, but if they're put in afterwards, after it's already baked into a bread, so then it's not called pas habakisnin, then it's called bread. He then says, what about croissants that we have today? So he says, this is real bread, and the additional things are put in only after it's baked into the croissant dough. He says, nevertheless, the minig of the world is to make a bar minhag zonus on it over here. And the Shari Bracha explains, kiven she'ein regilus likvo aleim suda, nobody eats a croissant as a meal by itself, he says, and therefore the velt makes a bar minhag zonus on it. And he brings down from Shlomo Zalman the same psak, and he also explains that their appearance, their shape, is something that's clearly eaten really as a dessert or as a pastry, and it's not called really for eating kidei svia. People don't eat a meal of croissants, and therefore he says you make a mazonos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed writes, if you don't have the taste recognizable in this dough where the ingredients are baked together, kneaded together, the lav hochi heavy lechem gomer. If you don't have that, then it's called bread. The lech shenosin bo zephrin. If you add something called karkom, zephrin, which is some sort of a spice, saffron, latimo, lanoso, to make it taste better and to make it look better. Oshinosin bo matzimukum, where you put some raisins, lukuliyamo lechem gomahu. That's still called bread. The fact that it has a little bit over here added to it afterwards, that's not called that it's pasabo bekistin. This is brought down the name of the Prima Godim. Then the Ramah says, V'yei Shomer, there are those that say, Shezeh nikra pas gomer. If you have this last thing that we just spoke about, that's called real bread. Unless elim kin yesh bem harbe tavlim o devash kimini misika shikrom lekach, unless you put in so much when you knead this dough together with water that you put in so much of these various spices, the honey or the oil, that it's so recognizable and it's something that's called lekach, which is like a cookie. So therefore, this would be bar min mazonos. But if you only have a little bit and it's not really recognizable, that it's not called pasabo b'kisnin. That's called bread. And only in this way, this way you're showing that the honey and the spices that you put in there are the ikar, then you can make a barimina mazonis on it, only if you have a lot over there, and he brings it down in the Rashi, the Aruch, and this can also be understood to be the opinion of the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Aleph says, if you don't put in a lot, if you only put in a little bit of the honey or the milk, just because you can taste a little bit of honey or milk in there, that doesn't mean it's not bread. Sivkot Lamed Beis Pas Gomeret, and therefore it has the status of Baruch HaMotzi L'Cholshu, even if you eat a little bit, you make a Motzi, and you make a Berachas HaMazon if you ate a Kedayis, just like regular bread. Sivkot Lama Gimel. But if you put in a lot, then you make a moon's onus. Rotsu Loma. Shekol Kach Tadlin Ma'oru Behen Achayidei Zeh Yeh Min Kara Tadlin B'tam Yosem Yeh Kenach. That you taste the ingredients that you needed in over here so much more so, then it's called possible B'kissin and not bread. Likewise, the majority has to be these spices and not water. This way you can taste it for certain. This makes the dough subordinate. We'll discuss this more in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, a very important subject.